Hey, ladies, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. This is my 8-week program. Sometimes I refer to it as the 8-week challenge. If you've been here a while, you've been hearing about it and maybe waiting to take the leap, or maybe it has not been the right timing for you if you were in a season of pregnancy or postpartum. And the time might be now. We are kicking off April 8th. I am closing enrollment April 1st, and I only take 20 ladies. So if you've been thinking about it before, this is the time to take the leap. It does not come back again until September. If you're not sure what this is, it's essentially an 8-week program where it's a group setting. I take your hand and walk you through setting up a great metabolism so that you can, after the 8 weeks, have this awesome metabolism built that keeps burning fat for you. You don't have to worry about what diet to try, this, that, on and off bandwagons, yo-yoing. This is the anti-yo-yoing plan here. Okay. So in the 8 weeks, I set you up with workouts to do. They're press, play, and go. So you just have the plan for all 8 weeks. You have access to this forevermore. So the videos are yours to keep and keep using. If you're not a video gal, I've got PDFs for you. And you can also continue whatever workout style you're doing apart from the program. You don't have to do the program workouts. Nutrition really is the biggest basis of the program. On the podcast, very often I'm talking about eating high protein, talking about 80-20 eating. I'm talking about eating according to your macros sometimes, or eating intuitively. This all comes together in the program. So here, maybe you've been piecemealing it, listening to some of the episodes, trying to do this on your own. I just take your hand truly, and we start with what you are already doing, and I just refine it as we go in that 8 weeks. You start just logging what you're already eating. And then I teach you, you know what, Sarah, pulling a name from here, you gotta not eat that avocado at breakfast if you're going to have peanut butter at lunch because it's putting you over in fats. So instead, you're gonna wanna, you know, or if you're gonna have guac tonight, then maybe that's not the day that we have some kind of peanut butter on the toast, whatever. I teach you how to balance that out in ways of picking and choosing, and nothing is restrictive. So you can do this forevermore. I'm equipping you with these tools so that then when you go to a barbecue this summer or whatever it is, you know, you can look at the table and say, and not say like, oh, I shouldn't eat that. I can't eat that. Oh, that's off limits. That's a bad food. That's a good food. You can be informed and look at the buffet table and say, you know what? I am going to have a burger, but I'm not going to have the bun because I'm going to have a beer instead. So that'll be my carb. And then I'll fill up half my plate with veggies and so on and so forth. That's what I am teaching you to do. And now, if you want a chance to win some of your money back, you can submit optional before and after pictures, which is a fun little addition to the program that you don't have to do. It is optional. And, you know, we come out with a winner at the end. So it's always a good time. You have the support in the community of all these other women trying to do this with you. And we have a good time. You have me for personalized check-ins. That's why I cap the number. And hundreds of women have found and sustained, more importantly, found and sustained fat loss with this program. So go grab a spot. We kick off April 8th. You can sign up at healthycatholicmoms.com under the Work With Me tab. Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life. Okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more.
all the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in.
Hey there, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having a wonderful day, wonderful month. And that, you know, brighter times are coming. If you've been like trapped in the bad weather, I hope it's starting spring for you. As I record this, we are like in snow central right now. It is January. So it's all good because I'm dreaming of warmer days ahead, dreaming of playing in the garden, all that stuff. And I want to, before we kick off this episode, if you've been around the last couple episodes, I've been reading to you a testimonial from the previous participants of our Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. Now, what's interesting about this is that really biologically our bodies, I talk about this a lot on the podcast, want to hibernate. We want to cozy down for the winter. And then kind of when the spring comes, start shedding off some of that winter weight. And it's funny because it does not sync up with the rest of the world that usually wants to like hit it hard in January and kind of like nose to the grindstone. Let's do all these changes. And I've always felt that I get a bigger buzz of that in the spring and that I get a bigger buzz of that actually when we return back to school, like in September. I've shared that last year when we were doing our healthy fall series and kind of just getting reorganized for the fall. I shared then that like that feels more like a new year to me. So if that's been you too, and you're like, you know, I've not really felt this big impetus to do things in January. I've kind of felt like hunkering down. Now, hopefully should be the time by the time this comes out and you're listening to it in March, that you're starting to feel a little bit more energy. You're starting to feel that spring buzz going. So it's very normal, very natural. And yeah, although of course, I think that especially if you're somebody who struggles with obesity and whatnot, and you would benefit at any point from pursuing fat loss. I'm not saying you can't pursue it in January. I wouldn't do a fat loss program in January if I thought that it was only a spring thing. But if you've just kind of noticed that it feels like hard to get your body going, get your mind going, you feel like more hibernation, that's super normal. And hopefully now that's kind of turning a corner. So we will be doing our next round of the fat loss program, which again, I think is just really the most well-timed one. If I was, I did participate in the January. As I'm recording this, I'm participating in January, doing all the workouts, everything I ask my participants to do, because it just synced up well with me being postpartum. But if I had to choose, this would be the time I feel like works most naturally with your body's natural rhythms of wanting to come out of hibernation and kind of get things moving. So this review is from a wonderful friend and client, Antonia, who says, "It is no exaggeration to say working with Brittany has been life-changing. Brittany clarified and expanded my knowledge of nutrition and fitness in a way that is understandable and sustainable. From the outset, I felt better physically and mentally, and now I have the tools to reach my goals and live a healthy and active life." Thank you so much, Antonia. I really appreciate those words, and hopefully it just inspires somebody else to maybe think like, okay, it is doable. Because I know some of you listening on the other side might be like, I think that might be for other people and not for me. I'm too out of shape, or I'm too this, or I'm too that. Get out of your head. Action is always, you know, action is always the best antidote to fear. There are so many ladies right now, I'm recording this when we're in the middle of our January round, and lots of ladies said, I was scared to do it, but I decided to purchase it anyway. And I'm so, you know, we're not even done with it right now, but they're saying, I'm so glad I did it. I already feel better. I already feel better that I just took action. You know, you just feel better with a plan in place. All right. So into today's content, we're talking about scheduling for a successful week. Now, I did call it Sunday setup, and this is ideally when I try to do it. So I have five kind of tips for you in doing this, five action steps, and then I will let you know what this really looks like for me doing this. Now, like I said, I talked about Sunday. That's my ideal, but don't let that be the barrier. Sometimes our Sundays are super busy. It's over before I even knew it. For example, a couple weeks ago was our little guy Micah's baptism. I did not do this on Sunday. I did not touch my dry erase board, which I'll talk about. And I ended up doing it on Monday morning. Sometimes I'll do it Monday night. Like, you can still pick it up at some point so the rest of your week does not feel chaotic. And maybe it works better for you to do this on a Friday to kind of close out your week and start thinking about the next week before you get into a busy weekend. You know, everybody is different. That would be my ideal, probably, is to kind of shut her down on Friday. Like, it feels like a job, like you're clocking out of your job on Friday. But for me right now, like I said, I'm trying to do this at some point on Sunday. Even though there's five steps here, this takes all of 5 minutes, truly, maybe 10 minutes. So sometimes we amp things up, and I love planners. I love listening to people's systems and planning. And I've researched a lot of different ones or gotten people's freebies, like steal my Sunday setup or my week setup. And it's been too daunting to me. It's never stuck because it's like a half hour thing. Even one I really liked recently, I proposed this to my husband starting the new year. That was like sitting down with your husband every week, and it was like a half hour meeting, and you rated each other on how your previous week was. Like you could ask everybody, not everybody, you would ask your spouse, like, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel I've been as like a wife this week? And they give you a number, and then you're not allowed to say anything back except thank you. And I was like, oh, that'd be spicy. So my husband and I actually talked about it. We were going to try to do that whole little half hour routine. And I'm telling you, it's like 3 weeks into January right now, and we have not done that once. So do what works best for you. Take what you might like from this, what you think might be easy to apply, leave the rest. Because everybody's different. I just don't want you to think this needs to be a half hour, an hour thing. Because for me, that's personally never stuck. But if I have, you, honestly, we usually do the talking part of this, what I'm going to talk about, my husband and I, on the way home from church on Sundays. It's usually very like off the cuff, like kids are, you know, having their own conversations, whatever. I'm like, hey, what does your week look like this week? Hey, what do you need me to do? Then I'm the one, I'm kind of the scribe of it. And I will go home and write it down, make it pretty. But like, we don't even have a, for us personally, we don't have a designated like sit down time. Sometimes Sunday nights we do, when right now it's still football season, when the kids are in bed and we sit down for that last Sunday night game at like 8 o'clock. That's usually when I pull out my planner and cement this kind of stuff. So let's just get into it and it might make a little more sense. I just don't want you to think this has to be hours long. 5, 10 minutes could honestly save you chaos the rest of your week. So just listen and apply what you can. Number one, in setting up for my week, I look at our overall schedule, at least for the week and maybe the month overview. So I have a paper planner on the side of our fridge. I hate things on the front of the fridge. Personally, I know, very nitpicky. So I put them on the side of the fridge where we have a paper planner that's just like the monthly view, because my mom gives them to everybody for Christmas gifts every year with like the family picture on it. So I've got the family calendar up with everything on there that's like weekly activities, say like my son's taekwondo's on there, soccer's on there, whatever. But then also the one-off like family party, this, that. Like if it's on, if anyone's doing it, my husband's going to the Sabres game, that's on there. Like it's all there. Okay. And then underneath that, I have just a 7-day week whiteboard. So you can kind of get a visual of this. And believe me, this was beautiful. And I was so excited. I went and got like this cute little matching set of a whiteboard and a cork board, and they had little white frames, and I was so excited about how cute it was going to look. And of course, my kids knocked it down like the third day. The frame completely broke. We tried to hot glue it, everything, and the frame is just gone. So when you see me share this on my Instagram stories, you can know why too. It's literally just the board part of a whiteboard is under my paper calendar. Okay, so you can get an idea for this. So I just look at that main paper calendar, and I look and see, okay, we've got so and so's party on Saturday. We've got this, that. This is the week we're working with. Oh, Wednesday night, I need to make dinner before I leave because I have an event. All right. So I then just kind of segue down to my whiteboard, and I write in the activities that are actually happening. Now, when you see this, because when I share it on my stories sometimes, I used to do this every Sunday and I haven't been, I will take a picture of just the whiteboard for my meals to remind you to set up your meals. I do it that way because I just don't want to share our complete schedule with everyone on the internet, because I don't think that's really a prudent thing to do. So sometimes I just kind of am, just so you know, for the planning, I'm looking at the schedule though that's already in place on the paper calendar so that I know what's coming up, and I know, okay, Wednesday has to be a prepared ahead of time meal when I'm planning those meals. Okay. But ideally, the first step would be writing out the schedule so that you really know what's going on and planning your meals around that. So step one is to look at your overall schedule. Then step two is to plug in the meals that make sense. So I do just kind of which seems redundant, right? I get that seems redundant to a lot of people. Maybe not everyone's brain works like mine, but if I'm looking at this small calendar, I mean, the paper one we have is small little boxes. So I like then the one under it, that's the dry erase, since it's only 7 days. I can write out like more the flow of the day. I have more space to write things out and work. So it seems redundant. I know that to write out if it's already on the calendar, soccer, why am I writing it Monday soccer or whatever? Because I just like to then throughout the week, I'm only really looking at the whiteboard. Okay. So kind of that master month guides me to plan that 7-day block. And this is just, again, what works for me. But so then I'm writing out what's coming this week. And step two is to plug in the meals that make sense. So once I have that on there, okay, we have a play date on Friday. We have this, that. And I try to consider these things ahead of time. Like, okay, by Thursday, I'm going to be tired. So my Thursday is usually my leftover night. And on our monthly group, the Chasing Greatness group, I do a monthly dinner calendar for inspiration. And I always put leftovers on Thursdays because I personally am going to do leftovers on Thursday nights. It's also, we do meatless Fridays. So I like to use up the meat in the house on Thursday, that kind of thing. So that's step two for me, plug in the meals that make sense. I only right now I'm doing dinners because breakfast and lunches, we just kind of have in the rotation. When I grocery shop, I make sure I buy those staples, but I just plug in the dinners. So right now on the whiteboard is our schedule, our dinners. And then step three in your Sunday setup here is looking at which day to schedule groceries. I know like probably majority of you right now are either getting grocery pickup or grocery delivery. And I don't know about you, but at this point in winter, I went on Tuesday to schedule a grocery pickup for Wednesday night because that was fitting our schedule pretty well. That midweek pickup, you know, we kind of need one like on the weekend. And then like by Wednesdays, we're running out of milks and stuff. We only have one fridge. We're on the way to needing one in the basement would be ideal. But if anyone has an old fridge, lives local to me, let me know. I'm not buying a new fridge for that. Hit the Facebook marketplace. But anyway, I went to schedule it and they were full until Thursday night. So you do want to get ahead of these things. If you're always doing a pickup or you're always doing delivery, whatever, it might look different if it's delivery. But while you're looking at your week overview, figure out which grocery day is going to make sense to restock. Just get that out of your head. And then step four is to plan your workouts for the week. Now, for me, this really does fluctuate week to week because sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll shoot for that. I'm usually a morning workout person. Okay. And I talk about that a lot on the podcast, but I'm still reasonable where like this past week, I knew I had something on Tuesday night that started at 8 p.m. I'm not going to put an early morning workout for myself on Wednesday. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to try to prioritize sleep. So I finagled it to make Wednesday my rest day and whatnot. Or maybe I would have, if it wasn't going to be my rest day, it was. But then I would have put the workout like at nap time or something like that, squeeze it in a different spot so I could optimize sleep. So even though like you might have a typical workout schedule, I'd still revisit it with the start of each new week. Then number five, which really could go anywhere in this system, is to discuss with your husband. Now, for me, like I said, this usually does happen first because we both are looking at that monthly calendar, right? It's on the fridge. It's visible to us. We don't do right now. I know a lot of you, I should have somebody on who uses like digital calendars and talk about how to sync that up with your husband and kids, especially older kids. That would actually probably be a helpful podcast for probably a lot of you. I'm just not in that season yet. And I'm not a digital gal. I really don't like it. I've tried doing things like Trello and whatever. I am paper and pen. And so we both have access, you know, that monthly calendar is just hanging on our fridge all the time, but are we all looking at it, you know, and that kind of thing. So like I said, it usually starts for us with that drive home on Sunday from church. We chat about what's coming for this week. I also get a feel for what his week of work is going to look like, if it's a calmer week, a busier week. So I also know, like, is he going to be able to stop and grab groceries for me one day on the way home if I need him to? Plan that in the week, or is he going to be super swamped and I kind of need to take the reins on all that stuff, you know? So I just, I really flip-flop this. And that is step one for me, is kind of discussing with my husband. But then, like I said, we go home. It's not usually till Sunday night. I look at my month calendar. I plug in our week schedule on the dry erase board. I add the dinners. Then I plug in like little extra notes to myself to help myself out during the week. So if I just see Wednesday night, I'm going to make pulled pork in the crock pot for dinner, I know the meat needs to be defrosted and ready to go by Wednesday morning. So I'll write on Tuesday a little asterisk at the bottom and say, pull out meat, like as like the last thing of my day, right? Or if it's somebody's birthday and I see, oh, Friday's a birthday, Tuesday, I will put like wrap gift, have kids make cards, whatever. That we just came off of a huge birthday season in our amidst the cousins, all my kids' cousins. So like last weekend, we had a Saturday party. So on Wednesday, I had them making the cards and stuff, so I didn't feel stressed out. So these are just a little like notes to myself that I pre-write during the week and I put it up there. That's a big tip there, is to use visual reminders, that phone reminders if you need to. Again, the how is up to you if you are a digital person or you're a paper person like me, but we can all benefit from visuals. So using reminders, phone alarms, those kinds of things. Yesterday was my niece's birthday. I knew that by the time, we always call each other on birthdays, we FaceTime. And if, even though we all live very close to each other, so if you think we're states away, we're not. We still just FaceTime on birthdays. I knew, and sometimes I use Post-its, okay? A lot of times there's a Post-it on the counter saying defrost meat in the morning. That's usually what I would do for like a defrost meat, just so I still don't forget it. But I'm like, once we get started with our homeschool day, I'm not going to remember to call her. So I set a phone alarm and it titled it, Call Lulu, you know? So use what works best for you. Plug in those extra notes. Now, last step for me. So again, this is usually Sunday night between commercials of a football game. I go over, erase the fridge, dry erase boards, plug it in. This is what takes 5 minutes. Then as the last step, I grab my planner. I sit back down on the couch, continue watching football. And in my paper planner, I do not rewrite all of that. That stays on the fridge. That lives there. I can see it. I am primarily home. If you're working out of the house, but you like the whole idea of the setup on your fridge, maybe just take a picture of it so you have it with you wherever. I've been doing that a lot with paper things because I love paper, but then you run into the whole, oh, that's at home, but I'm at the grocery store. I need that there. So I've been taking pictures so that I have it wherever. And then I'm sitting on the couch with my planner. This is where I just go through and I write first my workouts. Okay. So I will write, I just did this for this week because I'm personally following that fat loss program right now. So I wrote, we do Monday, Tuesday, our two workout days, Wednesday is a rest day, continuing on. So I wrote these out. I wrote a little, like, I just drew a little rectangle on Monday and put upper body, and then drew a little rectangle on Tuesday, put lower body, so I could check it off when it was done. And then I write a full list of my to-dos for the week, either at the top of my planner or the side, wherever there's room. And I write out everything. For me, there was like 10 things this week. Send somebody a thank you note, like, tweak this thing in the postpartum program, like answer emails, whatever. I wrote everything I needed to do for the week out. Then I plug it in, like on just random, not random days, but the days that I can get it done in my paper planner. So that's my home stuff and my work stuff that then looks like Monday, I have a workout written in there. And then I have post, make a post about whatever, like on Instagram and Facebook, upload podcasts, send thank you note to so-and-so. And those are my three like to-dos for Monday or whatever. So that's how I go about that part. I like the, I don't know, that might seem like too much separation to you. Again, take and apply what you can. This is just the bones of what I choose to plan out. So I'm pre-planning my meals, my dinners. I'm pre-planning when I'm doing my workouts. I know the flow of the week and my husband and I have discussed it. So we know what's coming, what's ahead, and we don't feel surprised by things. Now, some optional things that I've heard from others to kind of streamline the week. Some people pick their outfits for the whole week, especially those who work outside the home. Some plan all their meals, especially if you're, if you are newer to tracking macros and you're trying to work that little puzzle. So if you're listening to this and you just finished up the challenge, you know what I'm talking about, the 8-week program. And those of you who are going to do it, you'll find out soon what I mean by that, of making sure things fit for the day. So you might want to pre-plan all your meals or pre-log in the app. But I personally just am not there yet with, I don't really need to pre-plan my outfits. It's usually my new pair of leggings for the day and my new, you know, sweatshirt. But visual reminders are huge too. So whether you use digital or paper, that sets me up personally for a successful week. All right. I hope this was really helpful to you. I hear my cavalry coming back in, so I need to wrap this up anyways. But next episode, we're going to talk about examples of daily nutrition, which actually is going to really help out those of you who are just trying to eat healthier in general. And I did an episode, I think just the previous episode, about like 10 healthy staples to keep in the house. Next episode, I'm just going to kind of show you how it fits. Examples of what I'd eat for a breakfast, a snack, etc. Everybody's nutritional needs are different, but just to give you an idea of like what some quote unquote healthy days could look like, to give you some inspiration. All right. I hope that you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time.